Thanks for coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So horny to be here. So horny to be here.
Welcome to Something Crunchy, the Valley's number one comedy entertainment podcast. Biscuit is homies with Blake.
Blake is the older brother of Blair.
And Blair is married to Biscuit. Here are your hosts, Cullen Blake with Blair and Tyler Dressel.
Welcome to Something Crunchy. I'm Cullen Blake. With me, as always, Blair and Tyler Dressel. We got a fun one tonight. It's the 5th annual Crunchies Award Show presentation ceremony.
Yeah!
As always, we got blitzed at the pre-show party. Tyler's donning his brand new crotchless tuxedo. I like the three-piece.
Thank you.
What is this, satin? Everyone's looking sharp. We have a great show. It gets better every year, and there are some fun awards to give out this evening. We will cover everything from the back half of 2023 to the front half of Drake. Lots to get into. Let's dive right in and present the first award. This one has become somewhat of a personal favorite. The year's worst movie to put on during a date. Here are the nominees for Mood Killer of the Year. Poor Things. Emma Stone's character tries to commit suicide, gets Frankenstein back to life, goes from peeing on the floor like a child to quoting Emerson 10 minutes later, "What am I watching?"
Wow.
Even though she has the brain of a fetus, she has the sexual appetite of a bear in heat. And we see her bang dudes missing parts of their face, a guy with a hook for an arm. Even Mark Ruffalo bangs her over the Ruffalo's back and under the frozen people. As Blair put it, it's a serious take on The Animal with Rob Schneider. 3 out of 10 soft peens agree. Spaceman. Adam Sandler losing his mind in space while his marriage is crumbling on Earth. Not a very happy Madison production. Zero comedic Sandler. Not even Uncut Gems or Spanglish Sandler. This is your somber Sandler at the very end of a rom-com where he confesses his love. I want to be with you the rest of my life. There's nice. Your classic huge spider manifesting his inner monologue. It's your intergalactic choice for Buzzkill of the Year. Maestro. Bradley Cooper wrote and directed one where he plays a famous conductor. It makes you want a Netflix and pill. Anything to numb the boredom. 3 minutes of music in a 3-hour movie. This thing has been killing boners all year. Your erection depression. Quiet on Set. Let's bring a little nostalgia to date night. Well, this one doesn't just stop at destroying your date. It will destroy your childhood. It's 4 episodes of what the actual fuck. That coffee's too dark for date night. And it's hard to beat if you're looking for a strong over-the-counter mood killer.
Wow.
Last, we have The Iron Claw. You remember the end of A Star is Born?
Yeah.
Well, instead of ending the movie that way, they end each act that way. Not even a Buff Efron or Jeremy Allen jacked could distract you from how horribly sad the story was. For every scene with wrestling, there's a death in the family. It's a coming-of-age story, but no one will be coming for ages. Aww. Do not recommend. All right. For me.
For you.
I feel like it's Quiet on Set or
it's
Poor Things.
It's obviously Quiet on Set.
Just seeing Dan's face.
There is a small chance that one could still bone after a viewing or partial viewing of Poor Things. There is no chance that you could bone.
Correct.
After even one episode of Quiet on Set.
You can even have like a little like depressed sex with Spaceman.
All right, so unanimous for Francis on Quiet on Set.
Quiet
I
on Set for me.
I wish Maestro was like a little bit more exciting. Like you can.
Sounds terrible, but.
Honestly, but boredom, that's what the sex is for. That's like why you're watching on a date, because it's like, yeah.
Good point. Start, Blair. Like, point Blair.
Start touching each other and get over this thing.
If it's too interesting, you don't want to watch it.
Yeah. Quiet on Set, it's like turn the shit off and like let's get
you
out of
this
room.
You feel dirty. Like you don't even want to like think about sex after
like,
watching that show.
I need a drink and like not with you.
Yeah.
Well, this one should be harder to determine. Let's present the nominees for this year's Cringe Award.
Oh, gosh.
So much cringe this year.
Corey Feldman. the comeback king still hasn't quite come back, and it's been a cringy year. Wendy Williams. She had that two-night special on the Cringe Network. Tom Scandoval, Vanderpump, Cringe Rap Supreme.
Yes.
That chick that said she looked like Megan Fox. We collectively cringed on that for a week or two.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
And Conor McGregor in Roadhouse. He could have been worse, but not much.
You didn't like those cheeks?
I actually think he was the best part about that movie. So that's
Stop it.
That movie was a fucking train wreck. Dumpster fire from the beginning. He was the only thing that kind of saved it for me.
I have the complete opposite.
Really? You thought everything else was great?
I felt like everything was kind of decent with the exception of some cheesy lines, and Conor McGregor just came in and cheesed it up. Cheese House.
You liked the script, did you?
The Cheese House production.
You think Glass Books was a good financial decision for the island?
I know we're going to go with this, and I do agree. I heard that too. And
he has a point.
There's a hole in the story, okay? He was trying to do a nice thing. You're trying to, like...
But why? He's
broke.
You're
trying to stain his good deed.
He should be, like, fending for himself, trying to, like, make himself a life. He's got nothing, and he gave it all up for a bookstore in the middle of nowhere.
It's because he's a good guy, man.
Okay.
Good guys finish last.
Good guys.
Stanley Ipkiss.
They do.
Roadhouse.
We will do a deep dive into Roadhouse.
Yeah, we need to.
You're putting me in a position to defend Roadhouse, which I don't feel. I feel cornered here. Like, I don't know why I'm defending it. It's not going to win a best original screenplay, but I'm just saying it had some cool scenes.
It might win a Crunchy for Cringe Award.
All right, here's what bothered me about Roadhouse. Do you want to get into it? Like,
yeah.
You want to, like, side of beef here?
Yeah, side of beef.
Improper use of CGI. Why do they have to, like, speed things up right before a punch or someone gets hit by a truck? It's like the comedic take when they do that stupid thing in the Seth Rogen movies where they, like...
Airbag
into the ceiling, mm-hmm. And it's, like, sped up. It's like, it doesn't need that. It just bothered me. They were trying to make it extra cool, extra Roadhouse-y, and...
Yeah.
And they missed.
Kind of missed.
Well, I gotta say, Wendy Williams' toes made me want to go and get a pedicure, and I've never had one before. So.
You know, she has a condition. Her feet are fucked up for a reason, but let me tell you, I got a thing about feet, and, like, those fucked up feet fucked up my nightmares. Yeah. Like, my sleep was affected for minimum 3 nights because that feet and greet.
The things that come out of her mouth, I mean, there's, like, which part are we talking is the cringe?
You go from feeling bad for her to, like, no, she's doing this.
Yeah.
And it she's was like, brought on upon herself. I don't wish that on anybody, but, like, the people that are close to her, she is, like,
it made me feel small. Like, I crawled into underneath the couch cushions after she was talking to that girl about how she needed lipo. I was like, oh, God. You need lipo.
Cringe factor.
Cringe.
She pointed out, like, 3 areas immediately in her body to get
lipo. To get lipo. As she's laying on the bed.
No more brothers, Diego.
Melting into her chair.
No more brothers, Diego.
I agree. Getting back to the nominees, I agree that it's going to come down to Wendy Williams or Corey Feldman. We haven't dipped into Corey's cringe. It's either, like, a planned cringe approach to social media.
It's not planned. This is Corey Feldman. What's tough is that he has a lot to say. We've, like, discussed Corey Feldman. We're talking this year. He's still on stage. He's touring hard.
He's working.
But if I watch another video of him on stage, I mean, it is. It's tough. Please tell me you saw the Jerry O'Connell Stand By Me. Where they're, like, holding hands, they're, like, singing it.
And he was,
Corey Feldman's playing.
I have
it.
Not.
They're it's
on,
tough.
They're on stage. Jerry O'Connell's on stage.
Yes.
Yeah, he's hosting a show, and
Jerry O'Connell was, like, sweet. Was like, okay, I'll have Corey come on. He'll perform and
do a little ditty.
Just watch the video and tell me that should not be a nominee for the Cringe Award.
It's pretty bad. It is a tough song, but that was pretty bad. I feel like he gets a pass this year, though. Like, he's not going to win this one just because he said a lot of things in the past that were cringy. Turned out most of it was true.
Oh, my God. They're singing Stand By Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Now performing the classic Stand By Me, Corey Feldman and Jerry O'Connell.
Embarrassed already.
Wait till you hear the opening riff.
Karaoke night here at the bar?
With a slideshow.
I bet Corey put together all of
the dance moves.
When the night has come and the land is dark.
Stop.
And the moon is the only light we'll see.
Look at Jerry just trying to be all sweet, going with it. He's like, okay.
No, I won't be afraid.
Getting there? That's not it. I take it back. I take it back. We're not there.
He thought he was there.
We're further away than I thought.
Oh.
That happened.
That happened.
I'm so glad you saw that.
All right.
I couldn't be the only one.
That is Exhibit D for the Corey Feldman case for the Cringe Award. We are on our second award. So are we leaning towards Corey or Wendy? I was going hard on Wendy feet until I saw that, and that just reminded me.
It's Wendy.
It's
because
Wendy.
Really?
It's 100% Wendy.
The eyes, the feet, the attitude, it's Wendy. Oh,
he said it. What else you gotta say?
There it is.
There it is.
Wendy Williams with the Cringe Award.
Come on down.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Come on down. She didn't know what the Oscars was. I'm not sure she's going to like have a full grasp of the crunchies.
Don't worry about it, Wendy. It's okay.
What if she's just like that into the crunchies that she doesn't even know of the Oscars? Like,
she's like, oh, crunchies? Well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will get dressed up and like go down for that.
She wouldn't even care what award. She'd be like, well, you won a crunchy. Congratulations. Like, we don't even need to tell her.
Yeah.
Crunchy. Here's how you pitch it to her team. Wendy, what if there is an award that you could accept right there from your couch?
She'd be like, you mother.
You get me. You low life piece of shit.
How did
I don't
know
when you started working for me, but you are fired.
And you're fat.
And like,
I can tell by your voice.
You can hear it in your throat.
It's good thing you're audio only because you're fat. They're never the best, but they're far from the worst. Here are this year's nominees for the Kept My Attention Award.
Oh, classic.
No Hard Feelings, Naked Jennifer Lawrence. Ricky Stenicki, John Cena, Zac Efron, Andrew Santino. Pain Hustlers, Emily Blunt and Chris Evans. Argyle, that had Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Henry Cavill, Samuel L. Jackson, Catherine O'Hara, and Bryan Cranston. B-Cran. Just for biscuit, I think we should throw Roadhouse in there. Jake Gyllenhaal and Connor McCringy. It still kept my attention.
You watched it.
Yeah, I've seen it too many times. I had to watch it like 4 times in 3 days.
Remember that?
Yeah,
no wonder
that.
You don't like it. No wonder you think Connor McGregor's the best part.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You only appreciate Connor's stuff until like the 3rd or 4th watch.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite, really.
No, I like this one. I feel like Ricky Stenicki.
Totally.
I love the lineup. Cena's been growing on me, but for some reason I can see it having like a low Rotten Tomatoes rating for some reason.
Hey, this is the crunchies. Yeah. Tomatoes have no effect on its crunchy status.
I know. Right. I think they don't see the value that we do.
I see. It didn't keep their attention as well as it kept yours.
Yes.
Blake and I both agree that that's John Cena's best role.
Without question, his best acting.
It
by a long shot.
Yeah.
And the writing was good for him and the movie. So I feel like it all worked out well.
He was the funny parts.
He was.
All the sexual covers that he did on stage. Those were great.
Yeah, of course we can appreciate
those
that.
Those were great. I would tend to think it would be Ricky Stenicki. I really liked Pain Hustlers. In Argyle, it kept my attention. But I'm going to have to agree. Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
Yep. It was funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
And you would like randomly recommend it to someone. You know, you're like, if you just need something like funny to laugh, Ricky Stenicki.
Turned out to be my favorite movie. It's like I had real low expectations coming into that movie.
I think
movie.
That was what it was good about it. Because like there was straight zero expectations. Yeah. So it was like, oh my gosh, this is funny. We had really laugh out loud moments.
Multiple.
Multiple.
You had multiples?
We had multiples.
And multiple O's.
It was a big night.
Like, I was fully prepared to turn that thing off less than halfway through.
Yeah.
No scroll. I would have not even given it a chance.
No scroll.
All right. Let's shift to real world, but stay with keeping our attention and discuss bombshell accusation of the year. Broken glass everywhere.
If it ain't about the money puff, I just don't care.
Bad Boy for 20 to Life. Diddy. Holy crap.
Oh, gosh.
What was once a wild conspiracy is now a wild investigation. Orlando Bloom accused Jay-Z of having a vagina. Cat Williams dropped a whole accusation album. His hit single was Kevin Hart is an Industry Plant. Dan Schneider accused of being Creepalodian on Quiet on Set. Lastly, we have Otani. In the accusations, he and or his interpreter were gambling on games. I bet. There's more to the story.
This is what I get. These accusations.
Accusations. Bye. I think it's going to come down to some Cat Williams shit or Diddy because it's fresh.
Cat spilled some hot ass tea. But yeah. Diddy takes the cake for the
Yeah, moment. Like Cat Williams Diddy. Had like an hour and a half, 2 hours of dropping some shit. And
Dan stomped on that. Dan Schneider like would have definitely been like the next. But then Diddy out-Danned that. Like that was...
He did. He really rose.
Diddy's on top for
He rose
one.
To the top. Like we only know the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, oh, there's so much more coming out.
You know, and this is going to keep going. They're going to use this as a distraction for as long as humanly possible.
In a weird year.
Starting Q2.
So are we going to go with Diddy?
I said what I needed to say, and it's clearly Diddy.
Blair has spoken. We haven't talked about any shows yet. Let's get into comedy series of the year.
Yes, please.
Here are the nominees. Dave, Letterkenny, Bupkis, The Righteous Gemstones, Only Murders in the Building. We'll throw in The Gentleman, too. Why not? I'm thinking Dave... Or Letterkenny. Dave, season 3, it was good. Letterkenny was the 12th and final season.
That's sad.
No.
That's sad. Bubkiss, that was the first season. Should be a second. That was good. Pete Davidson.
Heard it was good.
And I really like The Gentleman.
You do like The Gentleman.
It should have been more... It should have been more under Kept My Attention Award, but we'll throw it here under Comedy Series of the Year. I don't think it's going to win.
No, I like where you're at with Dave and Letterkenny.
It's Letterkenny.
It is Letterkenny.
You know, we did it for Schitt's Creek in their final season. It was just the right thing to do, and I think we do that here as well.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
They just deserve it. Here to accept the Crunchy for Comedy Series of the Year, please welcome Squirrely Dan himself, K. Trevor Wilson.
Thank you very much, folks. It's a real honor to win this Crunchy. But I got a Crunchy. It's really nice to accept the Crunchy for Best Comedy Series on behalf of Letterkenny. I know that Jared Tiso would be very proud to let me accept the award on his behalf because he doesn't like to talk publicly in front of people. So on behalf of Jared and Jacob and the producers and the casting crew of Letterkenny, we want to thank you very much for this Crunchy honor of being Best Comedy Series. And thank you very much to everyone who's watched us over the last 12 seasons. And we hope we brighten your day just a little bit every time you tuned in. Thank you so much.
That was awesome. And a great acceptance speech for our first. That was really good. He set the bar really high.
So glad that he was able to accept for Letterkenny. It was like the absolute perfect award for them this year.
You know how they say there's no such thing as too much of a good thing?
I do.
Well, here are the nominees for the random collab of the year.
Nice. Oh, yes.
How about McDonald's and Krispy Kreme getting together doing burgers and donuts under one roof?
Whoa.
Timeless Vape and Taco Bell with the Baja Blast Vape.
Whoa.
Coming up next with Cinnamon Churro. But right now, you can get a Baja Blast.
Smokable Mountain Dew.
Smokable Mountain Dew. Cheech and Chong and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Seeing the videos everywhere.
So cool. You can play as Cheech and Chong, kill people, with blowing smoke through the barrel of your gun into their face. Anytime you shoot somebody, that turns them into a giant joint.
They cough and fall down.
That's fire. IHOP and Applebee's.
Apple hop?
Apple hop. Margaritas and pancakes.
There's nothing more American than Krispy Kreme and McDonald's coming together.
True.
The McKrispy Kreme sandwich. I'll have a McKrispy double quarter pounder with cheese.
People are having a blast with that Baja vape, though. There's like strong T-Bell people that will like.
If they would have went regular Mountain Dew, I'm a buyer for life. But they had to go Baja Blast.
And that's where they lost you.
Yeah, they lost me on that one. But
maybe they'll get you with the churro.
I think it's a better vapable flavor. I'm sure they tried original and was like, you know what? It's tastes a little
like
weird.
It tastes like melon balls.
It just tastes like vaped dew. Yesterday's dew.
Of course, it's Cheech and Chong in Modern Warfare 3.
It's obvious.
You think so?
It's so good. If you see the videos and how that add-on is and them blowing the smoke, I mean,
it's enough to make me want to go and buy a PS5 in the game and pay for the yearly subscription just so that I could be them.
I would 100% get that add-on.
We know it's not IHOP and Applebee's. That's just a weird collab. If you want IHOP, go to IHOP. If you want Applebee's, why do you want Applebee's?
Could just be like, we're now serving breakfast.
Applebee's. It's like Chili's, but worse. Yeah. Things aren't going well. Let's bring in the pancakes. It's the same thing with McDonald's. They're like, we're listening to our customers. We understand you are upset about our price hikes. We hear you. And here's our solution. Krispy Kreme donuts.
How do you say no to that? We'll see you in the morning.
Consider this problem Mick resolved.
And they're just going to loss leader it, give you a free donut with every, you know, Mickey D purchase. So it looks like they're both moving units.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's Cheech.
Yeah.
It's Chong.
All right.
We had to
chew on it for a minute.
We had to figure it out.
All right. I like that. Our next award is Leaked Masturbation Video of the Year. Drake's helicopter, Leaked Masturbation Video of the Year. Let's start getting into the categories unique to the Crunchies and what's become some of our most coveted awards. We add a new category every year, and this year's new addition is the Walter White Award for Good Chemistry. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell from Anyone But You, Theo James and Kaya Scolidario from The Gentlemen, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in Barbie, Emma Stone and that guy with the hook for an arm and Poor Things, Jeremy Allen White and his cigarette, The Bear, or The Iron Claw, everything he's in. No one takes shorts off the girt like Jeremy Allen White. The way he can milk a stooge.
You know,
it painted the picture, and now, like, thinking of it in my head,
it set the table for some amazing memes, too.
It did.
That Brian from Family Guy meme is my favorite. He's out front, all jacked, smoking cigs, looking all sexy. That's funny.
That's the winner for me.
I can't disagree. I mean,
2 out of 3 wins a Crunchy around here. I love it.
I've been wearing white t-shirts ever since.
Who won the Crunchy last year for the Walter White Award? That was Jeremy Allen White and his cigarette.
Those two were getting
it. It'd be hard to beat next year.
It's a good category.
It is.
We've been giving out this award since the very first Crunchies, and it celebrates the celebrity most talked about and organically brought up on the podcast over the last season. Here are this year's nominees for the Miles Teller Award. Cat Williams. We had a whole sode on celebrity beef after that and discussed him in at least 2 of our interviews. Shane Gillis, popular around here, brought up several episodes by several guests. Mark Norman, brought up all the time, almost came on himself to crunch down. He also had that weird PR stunt by Donald Glover's new company. Margot Robbie, not necessarily for Barbie, but she's often in our games. We also heard some great stories about her this season, especially from the interview with Adrian Martinez. And Pete Holmes. Not only did a few of our guests bring him up organically, but we had him on this season as well and even spent New Year's Eve with Pete.
Yeah.
I'll be Holmes for Crunchmas. Yeah. It was a huge success. Pete was great.
He's stealing it for next year.
It's going to be hard to beat Pete.
I was going to say, I think Pete might be my vote. I mean, we did bring up Cat Williams.
A lot.
And with
and a even few before guests. Club Shay Shay. I mean, the guy's just always in conversation. So I feel like he's got to be the front runner.
He's the front runner.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's Cat Williams. Yeah.
If we're going to go based off like pure Miles Teller Award like statistics and... This is...
That's pure Teller.
Cat wins.
Well, good call. Okay. I don't want to assume our listeners get why we name each category after a person. There's a story behind each one. Early on one episode, we were having a conversation about the movie Joyride. And for some reason, I couldn't think of Paul Walker's name. And I said, you know, the good-looking one. And without a beat, Blair said, oh yeah, Steve Zahn. It's a movie about two brothers played by Paul Walker and Steve Zahn. And Blair totally knew who the hot one was. Funny man Steve Zahn.
Always had a Steve Zahn thing.
So, to recognize the year's most attractive person in the industry, here are the nominees for the Steve Zahn Award.
So hot.
Glenn Powell. We thought after Top Gun Maverick, Miles Teller would be cemented as the new top dude, but the people have spoken, and it's Glenn Powell who's now that dude. He's the new John Hamm, the new Brad Pitt. He's behind me, isn't he? You'll continue to see him in everything, including the Twister sequel coming out this summer.
Whoa!
Ana de Armas. She very well might be the overall most attractive person, period. Still in high demand and about to have some big projects drop as well. Ryan Gosling. Giving off good Kinergy this year, won a Grammy, performed at the Oscars. Travis Kelce won a Super Bowl again.
Banged a Swift.
Successful podcast.
Again.
And dating one of the most famous people on the planet. No big deal. Sydney Sweeney, she's in everything. Her boobs are falling out of everything. She's everywhere.
For me?
For you?
I don't know. I mean, it's a tough call, but it's obviously Sydney and her Sweeneys. Yeah, like, taking everything by storm. I mean, you tell me one person this year that now doesn't know who she is. Even if you're like, oh, I don't know, what is she from? Like, you haven't seen those Sweeneys.
We've all had a good look at those Sweeneys.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know? Sure. For the Steve Zahn Award, like, those Sweeneys aren't going to take
it. We're talking about, like, the nuts and bolts.
Again, great of the Steve Zahn Award. Here.
Blair's really sticking to the program this year, and I like it.
It's what the ethics of the award itself. We have to remember which award
ethics.
Steve Zahn is the hottest of the year.
Blair keeping the Academy in check. All right, well, I mean, I'm sold. I'll take a pair of Sweeneys. Next up, we have the Will Smith Award. For projects that really slapped. Dune 2. The only thing better than Dune 2? Dune 2 chicks at the same time. Yeah. I double dosed our mom with some mushroom gummies and took her to go see it.
Yes. She loved it.
Saltburn. Wasn't expecting this to slap, but history has shown the best slaps aren't the ones we see coming. This was different and weird. Dumb Money. The story is stranger than fiction, the GameStop short squeeze, and the Reddit degen sticking it to the hedge fund billionaires. It slapped all my boxes. Oppenheimer. There's a reason why it won Best Picture. Christopher Nolan makes bangers, and this lived up to the hype. Napoleon. Don't sleep on any movie with Joaquin Phoenix. This had some very memorable scenes, a good balance of action and drama. They even threw in some comedic sex scenes just to ensure you're not paying attention to Joaquin's lack of any accent. Not a whiff of French detected. Even a poorly attempted British accent would have been better than no accent. He played it as American as John Wayne, but still pulled it off. Bicorn hats off to you, sir. Honorable mention for Boys in the Boat. Based on the true story, the rowing movie. They already made a porn parody that looks promising. Boys in the Throat.
You know if it's good, you no know ditty. It's good no, when there's no like ditty. Immediate porn parody. I feel like Griselda should be on the board here for like a nice little project that slapped.
You want to put in some Griselda?
Some Sofia Vergara, changing it up a little bit.
I like the Grizz. Throwing a show. I mean, it slapped. It at the very least, it kept our attention.
It did.
Revisit that pile. replace Roadhouse with some Griselda,
you know?
Because it wasn't doing it for Best Kid. Only Conor McGregor. I want to say Oppenheimer, but it's got to be Dune 2 or Saltburn. Saltburn was like weird and good and
which
memorable.
Just slapped you. I feel like that one, like you're most passionate about the slap. So if we're going to go off like the true award, the way that you speak about Saltburn.
It's hard with Dune 2 because I was under performance enhancing drugs. Like if I saw Saltburn or Oppenheimer while gummied, I might have been like, whoa!
Part in your hair.
Dune 2, really good stuff. No, you're right, Saltburn.
You spoke with way more passion about Saltburn.
I did, didn't I?
You wanted to with Dune. I think because you feel like it's not fair to say Dune 2.
I do.
You got better jokes for Dune 2, but it's Saltburn for the win.
Man. A couple years ago, we joked about adding the Michael Fassbender Award, recognizing the juiciest dong in Hollywood. We modified it to acknowledge those displaying extreme big dick energy throughout the year, mm-hmm. and here are the nominees. Juno Temple, Ted Lasso, and Fargo, more in the pipe. Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, he's on another level. Timothy Chalamet, two big movies in Wonka and Dune. Jeremy Allen Stooge, The Bear, The Iron Claw, Zendaya, Dune. Oh, so Challengers is about to come out, which will do well for sure. Mm. This is tough.
Huge dong. That's Zendaya.
Yeah. I have a vote. Okay, if they were all in the same room, Cillian Murphy wouldn't give a shite. His BDE is just like far bigger than everybody else's.
You and you're showing your work.
Yeah. Like,
you really put in the effort this year.
Killing it right now.
He makes great memes too.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't give a shit. Mm-mm. That's a big part of BDE.
Exactly. That's why you're here. That's why I feel like he deserves it.
Juno and Zendaya though?
No, they're all they're great nominees. Like I love this whole category so much.
Cillian Murphy, wow, not only does he win Best Actor at the Oscars, but he's going to take down the Michael Fassbender Award in the Crunchies?
Whoa.
It's a big year for Cillian. Whoa. Last year, the award that was added to the ceremony was a little more on the sentimental side, honoring those most deserving of a Hollywood comeback, which we appropriately named the Rick Moranis Award. Here are this year's nominees. Sean Weiss. Everyone loves Goldberg. Not only was he one of our best guests this season, but everyone is rooting for him, and we are all happy to see him turn things around. Amanda Bynes. She's doing these TikTok videos, and especially after Quiet on Set, everyone just wants to show her support.
Give her a hug.
Lindsay Lohan. She's been trying to come back for years, and you know what? She's getting close.
She is.
It's Elvis hair.
It reeks of comeback in here. She's one good, meaningful movie part away.
Yeah.
Adam Scott, don't fuck with my nut, Brennan. He was everywhere for a minute and due for another resurgence. Mm-hmm. Tyler says Dennis Leary is due for a comeback.
When did he leave?
But he also said Dustin Hoffman was due.
Yeah, get out of here.
He takes who we should be offering a Lifetime Achievement Award, the best ever to do it, and say, where have they been? Tyler's What Have You Done For Me Lately Award.
Like, Dennis Leary, like, needs to do... He's done 15 projects a year.
What are you talking about? Guy hasn't done a project in 15 years.
No.
No.
He was a firefighter for, like, 3 seasons on some shit.
For 3 decades on some shit.
Yeah, that was, like, a long time.
He is a fucking movie star. He does
Rescue 911? Everyone watched that.
He needs to be on the big screen.
Draft Day, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary,
mm-hmm.
played the coach.
That was 3 years ago?
Maybe four.
It feels a little bit farther away than that.
2019. Yeah. Give me some 2019 vibes. But still, he's been around.
He got a job on that once. Yeah.
No, he just needs a steady stream of Leary, and he's just feeling it right now.
He's a leading man.
There's no comeback for Leary. Like, he's been around, been there.
Costa was standing on his nuts that entire movie.
He was.
He didn't let Leary be Leary at all. He got Costnered.
Don't clip those wings.
Costner takes up a lot of room.
He does.
Sean Weiss is the clear winner for the Rick Moranis Award.
I think so too.
He's proven it. He's out there doing comedy. He's funny as hell. Yeah. And everybody loves him.
An amazing actor.
He's a great actor. He just gets it. You know, there's just people that have like pure talent. He's one of them. And everybody's rooting for him.
I'm tempted to call him and tell him that he won the Crunchy.
What award did I get? You got the Rick Moranis comeback award. So glad you asked.
Okay, we can't call him.
Blair really brought us back to earth. So when I win...
I'm just imagining, like, poor Sean's, like, fuckers.
Comedian of the year. The Rick Moranis. Cool.
Everybody wants to see more Sean Weiss, and that's just the end of it.
Next year, we're adding a lifetime achievement category, the Dustin Hoffman Award.
Yeah, thank you. The lifetime achievement with the Dustin Hoffman Award.
The D-Hoff. Next up is Flop of the Year. Here are the nominations for the year's biggest disappointments, taking us on a real floptastic voyage. Asteroid City. Tried twice to sit through Flop City, not Wes Anderson's best effort, and it just insists upon itself. Madam Web. Holy flop. This was the Morbius of the year. Did you see that? I never saw it because it was hated on so much. Looked like a real floppy seed muffin. Leave the World Behind. This should have been good, but I heard they recently added more flops to it. A real missed flop opportunity. The Flash, this one on paper for box office bomb. You take away the Michael Keaton cameo, and this is a real flop on pop. Expendables 4, Sly likes to take every franchise, one or two movies too far, and this is just a streaming pile of flop. A little flop of horrors down there at the flop market. Nice batch of floppy Joes this year. Flash won on paper. Madam Web won in everyone's hearts.
Madam Web had like more off-screen drama than the on-screen, I think. But Leave the World Behind was like literally a floptastic voyage. And with all that foreplay and then it just leaves y'all floppy with no ending. It's like, I don't understand. I was here for it and like, yes, we're getting there. We're going. Yes.
Get it. Then, get it hard.
Oh my
get
God.
It
hard. I'm so excited to see what floppy. Happens. I can't wait. And we're flopped.
It just flopped right out onto the table.
So Leave the World Behind. I mean, Asteroid City. Let me tell you. That sucked.
God awful.
It really sucked. Like, The Flash had some redeemable
I didn't hate it.
Like, I didn't hate it.
It didn't really do anything either way for me.
Are we going with Leave the World Behind? For that ensemble to flop?
You're going to, like, focus feature us?
Got a real opportunity
no
there.
No ending and just, like, bring us to the brain to flop us out? Like,
clear. On point tonight. Where last year's meme of the year was clearly Wingstop, this year it's all about the Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't even think there's much of a discussion to be had.
That's all that needs to be said.
We just needed to recognize it. All right, let's jump into Industry Plant of the Year. We could have a discussion about this. Everyone's talking about this Ice Spice. Seems very planty.
Never heard of her before, and now she's everywhere.
Planted.
Planted.
Multiple people would agree that she was planted and she was doing all the signs and all the things when she was just randomly by T-Swift. It looked a little plant-like.
It's true. And speaking of Super Bowl, her on guitar, I feel like she's kind of planty as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even talking about her being a plant.
Yes.
Same with that Bobby Althoff.
So planty.
It just reeks.
She came out of nowhere and then just had...
You know, I didn't like her at first. I didn't get her appeal.
She's got a
shit. I didn't like her approach. I didn't like it. Then I saw her outside of her character talking about the character.
For sure.
Give respect where it's due. She put her own money up and said, I will fly to you like, to do it in person. And I heard because of that, she's getting divorced.
She is. She's full divorce now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She is single.
So the husband saw that Drake D too and was like, oof.
Yeah, how can I get
he saw the helicopter vid and was like, you know, like, what?
Well, you can keep her.
You can keep her.
I don't want her now.
Can't take her back.
What am I going to do with this?
Desecrated her body. Can't take her home.
So if she's going to be a part of like divorce of the year, we could throw in Sofia Vergara and
Big Joe.
And then just today it came out Sacha Baron Cohen and
Isla Fisher.
Chance the Rapper, too, and his wife.
I like how we interjected in the middle of our nominees for Industry Plant of the Year. We get on to, like, Divorce of the Year. We wouldn't, that was a quick transition. We wouldn't make for a very good like award show on TV.
The ADHD like, awards.
So am I accepting for my divorce of the year, or am I accepting?
Wait, what did I win?
What is this?
What did I win?
Oh, you were the industry plant of the year.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
No, I think, no, that's Bobby, and she wins both awards.
Kevin Hart, I mean, per Cat Williams, that was like, that was a very big.
That was a bold statement.
Is an accusation.
I feel like, what's that
Brian
called?
Brian Callen told us that he was like, worked his ass off.
Yeah, and statute of limitations. That's what I was trying to think of. He's been doing it for long enough. He's not a plant. No, he can't win it this year for being a plant.
That's true.
10 years ago, maybe. But
Bobby.
Just the allegation doesn't mean. Yeah. That, like, yeah, you were planted a long time ago.
Yeah.
Bobby's a fresh plant.
Yeah, you're a full-grown fucking plant. Like, Bobby's a seed.
Just starting to sprout.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fucking confused, but I'll take it.
So Bobby's taking down industry plant of the year?
Definitely.
All right. Well, the best is yet to come, at least we hope so, when discussing our next award, which is most anticipated of the year. What we're most excited about that hasn't even come out yet. Civil War comes out like next week, but still, it's not going to be as good as we want it to be. But the idea of a Civil War happening right now, everyone's thinking about it.
Yeah.
And to make a movie about it, dangerous and brilliant. Kirsten Dunst and her husband, Jesse Plemons, he's in it.
They're married?
Yeah, they're married. You didn't know that?
No.
Blair.
That's a couple I could be on board with.
They played a couple in, I think it was the second season of Fargo.
Oh, I love this.
I think that's where things happened for them. So you can imagine like little Jesse just cranking it down to some Bring It On. Now he's just sitting there.
Smoking his Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, the next night, Bring It On, squeezing herself into some cheerleading outfits.
She brings out her Jumanjis. He wants to play a game, it's your turn. Throws the dice.
You go hide in any room of the house, I'll come find you. All right, so yeah, Civil War, that's going to be good. Deadpool and Wolverine, Twisters,
oh
Beetlejuice
my
2.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Gladiator 2. And now we're starting to see movie posters of Goonies. It comes out in 6 years from now, but when it does...
You can start talking about it now, though.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Nothing's official.
It is official. Netflix.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It'll be on Netflix.
I feel like all of her stuff's starting to get looked at now.
You know? One way or another. I feel like
everybody
we should...
will see Twisters, but it won't be what we want it to be. No Bill P. I mean...
Yeah. Why Twister was good. It was the, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt.
Exactly.
Like, that was just a... They're not going to repeat that.
No.
You know it's not going to be as good as the original. They never are. But I feel like this one's just... definitely going to let us down. It'll be overuse of effects. We're going to be like, how did it look more realistic in 1996?
Yeah, right? It's going to be over CGI'd for sure.
You know, the tornadoes are going to be going 3 times faster than they should be and throwing people into walls comedically.
And
CGI, I'm confused. There isn't an EF6.
Yeah.
It only goes up to 5.
Third.
Got a lot of beef, Meg.
See all the cows out there?
No.
Oh.
Shower's free.
I'm next.
Jonas, son of a bitch.
What's going to be the catchphrase? Son of a
now
bitch.
Now you're talking.
Same.
Son of a bitch is the first one. What's
will they do an ode
to Bill?
Son of a bitch?
Yeah, they will.
They have to throw in minimum one son of a bitch.
No.
An intentional son of a bitch.
They're gonna
it
do,
has to be intentional.
There's going
to
be one intentional son of a bitch, and then there's going to be 12 other, you've got to be kidding me, or something like that. What do you think it's going to be?
I will give both of you $100 if there's a single son of a bitch.
I think we make a drinking game out of it. I'm more interested in seeing you get hammer smashed face during Twisters.
Wait, you think it's going to be more than once? Or every time CGI can't explain what's happening, then I just drink as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited about Deadpool and Wolverine. Huge Jackman.
Everybody's excited about that.
Yeah. Not as much as Twisters.
Beetlejuice 2, that do anything?
I will definitely. Michael Keaton, get out of here.
It's going to be great.
It's like the obvious choice.
It's no Twisters, but I'm excited.
I'm probably more excited for Beetlejuice, honestly. There's high expectations. It's all on Michael Keaton. All right.
But he still got it?
It's on the Keaton.
But he does still have it. And he will deliver. So I feel most promising that like that will be it. Yeah. Twisters is going to let us down, where Beetlejuice will at least give us like a little bit of what we need.
It'll tickle our buttholes.
And that's just what we're here for.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? We're going to have like a raspier, deeper Beetlejuice, which I am excited about.
Yeah.
But he's not going to have the same Beetlejuice energy.
He'll ramp it up for Beetlejuice.
I think he's going to be creepier and funnier. In like a more subtle kind of way.
Well, if that's anything based off of the teaser, so far I'm not impressed. The juice is loose. You're just going to steal that from O.J. Simpson. Of all the things he could have risen up and said.
Yeah.
Like,
the juice is loose.
Nobody thought that was like, you know, we may want to pick a different line for this one.
That's the low-hanging fruit you hear on Something Crunchy every week.
You deserve better, Michael.
They're better than that. He's at Twisters. I'm at Civil War. I know I'm gonna be disappointed.
Beetlejuice 2.
You're Beetlejuice 2?
Yeah.
I gotta switch to one of you. I trust Keaton in that ensemble more than the no-namers in Twisters 2.
Exactly. I don't know what to expect at all. Like, there's gonna be no, like, we gotta go, we got cows. There's gonna be none of that. Like, all the deliciousness that it had in the 90s, it's not gonna have any of those son of a bitches.
We do have a son of a bitch. We do have a cow.
There's not even gonna be one.
I bet not only do they do an ode to the cow scene, it's like on steroids. Yeah. We see a bunch of cows flying.
Oh my gosh. It's a tornado herd.
It is cow-nado.
Cow-nado. Herd-nado.
It is cow-nado.
Stop. If there's one cow, that's like...
No, there's going to be a whole like 200 head.
Don't
floating.
You think that's like... that? Why even have a sequel if you're not going to have fun with it?
Yeah. Well, there was
we won't get any of that.
Do you remember the triplets?
We got twins.
We got triplets. The third, or was it twins or triplets?
It was twins.
Yeah, the water spouts. Well, this one, fire spout.
Ooh, remember that.
Yep.
You're selling me on the juice.
I know.
I'm not selling you on the Twisted Sisters.
I'm pumped for it. I just know we're going to be let down. Like, if they don't do all that stuff
with
the cows and the son of a bitch, I'm going to be disappointed. And if they do it, I'm going to be disappointed. I'll be like, oh, man.
I don't want Twisters to be, like, the greatest movie on earth. I want a son of a bitch. Like, I want all the cows.
No.
I'm not going to get it.
We no longer have Bill Paxton or Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. So it eliminates any cameos from them. But we do have Alan Ruck. We have Helen Hunt. We have...
And...
what's her name?
What's his face?
What's Jonas? His face? What's her face?
Oh, Carrie Hughes. He died in the first one.
Yes, Blair. Come on. Remember?
Yeah.
They tried to save him and he was like, fuck you and your Dorothy. I'm going for it.
Yeah, I'm going straight in.
Dorothy will be back before cows and son of a bitch.
I think the whole plot centered around Dorothy.
Of course. That makes sense. You don't have Dorothy then, really, what are we doing?
Like, we're just going to go back to basics.
It's got to be Helen Hunt, man, the whole thing, right?
I don't think she's in it.
Don't tell me she's not in it.
She was on our movie poster.
That's all in my head that I... Well, yeah, because that's the only way that it sits well with me.
What was the name of ours? F5?
F5.
Yeah.
EF5.
We called it F5.
Well, they called it F5.
They called it, yeah.
We got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Anybody seen an F5? Only one of us.
The finger of God. Everybody drops their silverware.
If she's not in it, I'm so pissed. We can't lose.
She's not in it.
Bill Pax. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, and like Helen's like, I just can't. Like, no.
We'll go Beetlejuice. Put a cap on it.
Fuck.
Blair, you're on fire.
Love it. For podcast of the year, we have. I feel like Bobby should obviously be brought up.
The Bobby Put Off Show?
If she took home Plant of the Year, she might as well be in podcast of the year. That's weird. It hurts, but I get it.
I like that Bad Friends is still in nomination. I don't know if they're going to win it this year, but I do like discussing. Dudezy
Nice.
Fantastic.
Good addition.
It's a great one.
Chad and Will Sasso.
Yes. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Office Ladies.
Very good.
Jenna and Angela are killing it. But I think our winner would be New Heights with the Kelsey brothers. Because
that's
who?
Your winner.
That's your winner.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Oh. Your winner.
Excuse me. Who's your pick?
The clips I enjoy the most are from Bad Friends still. Mm-hmm. I still laugh at those
I agree.
The most.
I do laugh at those the most.
But as a whole show, and for this particular year, I'm leaning towards Shane and...
Matt and Shane.
Matt and Shane.
Oh.
It's one of those shows that it's so good and it's gone back so far. If you go back and listen to any of them, it'll be your new favorite show.
I wish our show was like that.
It is.
Don't go back to our shit.
I love when people are like, oh my God, I just listened to episode 48. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm ready to delete our first 100 episodes.
Stop! No. The people love it, Blake.
Patreon. They could love it there.
Behind a paywall.
You have to pay extra to get our early shit.
Behind a $20 firewall.
Yeah.
No, I would happily give that out for like $1.99.
Okay, so do we agree, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast?
That's my vote.
Me too.
I'm sold. I'm here for it, and I agree.
It needed to be addressed.
It did.
We'll end on a newly added category that was provided by a good friend of the show in the efforts to shine a light on the year's best documentaries. These are Carly's unsolicited doc picks of the year.
Yes!
Love Has Won, Murdaugh Murders, A Southern Scandal, Time Bomb Y2K, The Program, and American Nightmare. Honorable mention for Murder in Boston and Jared from Subway. This is a strong list. It needs some quiet on set, but the essentials are there.
No, I agree with that setup. American Nightmare.
That was good.
Was wild. I also would like to add Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife.
We needed to incorporate some documentaries.
Oh, of course.
And there's no better name than Unsolicited Doc Picks.
Carly,
I genuinely
yes.
wish I could take credit for that name, but that was provided by one Carl's Barkley.
What are your thoughts?
The program was interesting, but it wasn't better than American Nightmare. I haven't seen Love Has Won. She felt strongly about that one. I did see Murdaugh Murders. That was good. That was a while ago and I saw it, so like it's not as fresh. I still think Quiet on Set... pretty fucked up.
Talk about unsolicited dog picks. Shit. I mean, that might take the cake for that one.
The most unsolicited one out of the list.
American Nightmare was so interesting, though. And that was such a fucked up case.
I can't believe that was real.
They sat that kid down who just looked guilty as shit. And the guy's
he
like,
didn't help
my
himself
job
at all.
Is to find out how you're guilty. I know you're guilty. I buried it. You find it. Oh man, no one is getting these City Slickers references. That's the second or third City Slickers reference that we've had tonight, and I guarantee you no one gets it.
I bet there's people that'll get it.
He's behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, that's
no one is getting.
Everybody gets that.
No
way.
Everybody gets that.
Then our audience is a lot older than I thought they were.
You go hide anywhere in the house, I'll go find you.
We've had three or four tonight.
If you tell me Billy Crystal is like on your top actors list, it tells me everything I need to know about you.
You're over 40, you're probably Jewish.
Yeah.
100% white, you probably
guaranteed
work in finance.
I'm going with American Nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, everyone I talked to saw it, and it was such a crazy story how it was handled.
Yeah, it was good.
This was a hell of a crunchies.
It was.
Blair, you really shine tonight.
This was so much fun, y'all.
It's unlike you.
It's just not our normal flow.
This is a beautiful crunchies.
Can't wait for the after party.
Yes.
Congratulations to all of this year's winners.
Yes. And everyone who isn't K. Trevor Wilson from Letterkenny, please call in, write in, film in to accept your crunchies. We will reach out to the appropriate ones that we have contacts for.
Mm-hmm.
Did Pete win? Pete didn't win.
No.
No, Sean Weiss won, though.
Sean won.
Yeah, we'll get a video from Sean. If you're not following us on TikTok at Something Crunchy, what's the matter with you? Get involved and find us on Facebook as well. Don't forget to check out somethingcrunchy.com, where you'll find every episode, our links for social media, and the Almighty Crunch Store, where you'll find all kinds of crunchy gear showing that you are a proud citizen of Crunch Nation. This has been another episode of Something Crunchy, and as always,
don't ever forget to live your crunchiest life
and be crunchy to one another.
Please don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, and all that crunchy good shit. All episodes can be found at somethingcrunchy.com and on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening.
It was very Robert Downey Jr. He could have been worse, but not much.
You know how they say too much of a good thing? Wait, what did they say?
Hey, how are you? It felt forced.
Yeah, that wasn't your usual.
I pushed.
Those features were coarse.
I pushed. I pushed hard on that.
I'd like to say fuck you to the Academy. I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I remember that.
With all that foreplay and then it just leaves you all floppy with no ending. It's like, I don't understand.